Today's shiur of Mishnah Beruyani is Siman Shin Pei Gimel. We're up to Halachas of Kishayin Ein Yehudi Bebayis Eino Ma'akev. We've seen up until now that when a non-Jew lives in a chatzer with at least two other residents, two Jews, they have to be socher, they have to purchase the rights in the chatzer from the non-Jew. And if it was schiris from the non-Jew who lives in the chatzer with them. And the halacha here is going to be discussing what happens when the non-Jew is not in the house. And if he's not in the house, it's not going to aser the others from doing an Eruv, even if they do not do a schiris from the non-Jew. That's what we'll see. Sifal. Ein Yehudi hadar im shnei Yisrael. You have a non-Jew who lives with two Jews in a chatzer. Ein Yehudi bebeiso. And the non-Jew is not in his home. What does this mean? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkatan Aleph im shnei Yisrael. He lives with two Jews in one chatzer. So normally they'd have to do a schiris from the non-Jew. But here, ein ha'akum sifkatan beis, ein ha'akum bebeiso. Shehalach kodem ha'shabbos. Before Shabbos, he went away. He went away for the Shabbos, him and his whole family, because if any of the family is still there, then it's like the non-Jew is there, and they have to be a rental. But everyone in the whole non-Jewish family went to a different city for Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, Eino Oser, they're not going to answer. The non-Jewish family is not going to answer the other two Jewish residents from making an Erev, and there does not need to be any schiris from the non-Jew. The Ramah here adds, Vayein Le'el Simon Shin Ayin Aleph. Check out earlier Simon Shin Ayin Aleph. Look at the Mishnah Berurah where he spells it out. Vayein Le'el Simon Shin Ayin Aleph. But so Nolomar means to say here, the Ramah, the Shom Nizbar, there we saw that there are two opinions. There's a Dei Rishona and a Dei Shnia. The Dei Rishona, what does it mean that they went to the non-Jew left and went to a different city? So one opinion there is the dafka keshahalach lamakom rachok yoser miyom echad. It has to be where he went to a city that was more than a day away, she'yef shalol avol Shabbos, where it's impossible for him to come back on Shabbos. That's the first opinion. That happened to have been the opinion, the stam opinion there of the Mechaber. Udei Shniyah, which seems to be in the opinion of the Ramah there, afilu besoch mahalach yom eino oser, even within one day, a one day journey, that was going to still be a scenario where if the non-Jew had in mind to go to another city for Shabbos, even if that city was within a day's travel, but he went to another city, that opinion holds that Dafka has to be another city, if you remember. Can't be that it was in another chatzer in the city, right next door. Had to be in a different city. But the second opinion holds, even if the non-Jew went to another city that was within a day's distance, still, they would not answer because they went away for Shabbos. However, comes now the Shulchan Aruch and it says, so they could do it via Arvu. So when the non-Jew is not there for the Shabbos, they can do an Erev, v'yu mutarim, and they'll be mutar to carry in the chatzer based on their Erev. However, ba'a ein yudi b'Shabbos, what happens if a non-Jew, even though he went away for Shabbos, and he planned to go away for Shabbos, seemingly, and he comes back, oser, he is going to aser v'erev batel. If a non-Jew comes back on Shabbos, it messes up the whole Erev. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and explains, if katan dalet, oser. The lower minim, we don't say the principle, the kevon shehutar tchilas haShabbos, hutar l'chol haShabbos. We don't say the principle that since there was a heter to carry based on the Erev in the beginning of Shabbos, it is mutar the whole Shabbos now to carry based on that good kosher Erev in the beginning of Shabbos. Why? Because, just before we go on, if you remember, that principle of hutar tchilas haShabbos is hutar l'chol haShabbos is only if there's a projection that it's going to remain that way for the rest of Shabbos, and then something happens. But if there's no such projection, then we don't say that principle. And that's what he says. Even if the non-Jew went away to a place that was longer than a day's journey away, since it came back, this is according to all days, since the non-Jew came back on Shabbos, it shows that he must have obviously left already earlier, like on a Thursday or whatever, and Ukanisa Shabbos, and within the time frame of Shabbos, Hayah Besoch Mahalach Yom, when Shabbos came, he was already obviously within a day's journey of the Chatzer. And therefore, it was already projected at the time of Knesset HaShabbos. There was already a projection of him coming back on Shabbos. Lekach lo shayach lomar hoel v'hutar tchilas HaShabbos hutar. Davin Hashmasha say omei lios nesar achakach. Once it's already viewed that there is no projection that he's not going to come back because he's basically set up already from before Shabbos to come back, so therefore we cannot say that there's a projection of heter at the tchilas HaShabbos. And once there's no projection of heter, the tchilas HaShabbos, because ben Hashmashos, it was already set up that a non-Jew can come back, and aser already at Knesset HaShabbos, so therefore, once the non-Jew comes back, he's going to aser, and the Erev is batel, Sivkat Hey, va'Erev batel, v'tzon alomar, k'mo shekasa v'charkach, k'afilu im yiskeru mina'akum. It's like we say right afterwards in the Shulchan Aruch, that even if afterwards they go ahead and rent from the non-Jew, lo yucholim, they're not going to be able to go ahead and carry in that chater unless there's a bittel rishus of one Jew to the other, because the Erev is batel. And once the Erev is batel, there's no good Erev. As you recall, the only Eitzah, the only way that one can carry into the chater on Shabbos, if there's no Erev, is if there's a bittel rishus where one is mevatel his rishus to his fellow, or if there's more than one, they need to be a bunch of people being mevatel their rishus to that individual so that he can carry into the chatzer. Why? Mishum da'erev nisbatel tekef bevo akum lebeso. Since the erev is batel right away, so when the non-Jew comes, that's it, there's no erev, and then the only option is, as you recall, the concept of bitul rishus, where everyone is mevatel the rishus to the guy who wants to be able to carry out into the chatzer. We move weiter. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. So then what happens? What does a person do? So that's what we just said in Mishnah Berurah. Umiyu yecholim liskor mimenu b'Shabbos. So what you could do, although the Erev is already shot for Shabbos, you could then go ahead and rent from the non-Jew on Shabbos. And achar kach yivatel le'echad l'chavero. And afterwards have one of the two individuals be mevatel his rishus to his fellow Jew in the chatzer. And then that one person will be able to carry his items out to the chatzer. We talked earlier, we're not going to discuss it now, how there could be a bittel, the achakach bittel, there could be a bittel in one direction, and then afterwards a bittel in the other direction, if need be. But that's not for now. That was in a previous halacha that we discussed. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan vav, yichol liskor mimenu, ve'einze domer lemekach u'mekar, mishum de'einze ela mishum heker, lahatir tiltul. He said, there's no isser here of doing and being involved in business dealings on Shabbos, because this is only a schiris to in order so that there should be some type of heker, that recognition that will allow for carrying in the chatzer. Sif katan zayin b'yeh hayachid mutar rizon alomar ha'ish shebitlu lo arishos. The one who is the recipient of the bittel rishus from the other guy, Masha Einkein, Hamavatel Bavadai Yasser, but the one who did the bittel, the Mavatel, he cannot carry Imlo Shechazar Hasheni, unless, as we said moments ago, unless there was a Chazar Hasheni, if afterwards, after the guy went and carried out, he went ahead and did a bittel La Rishon, afterwards, the guy who was the recipient of the bittel, if afterwards he went and was Mavatel to the first guy, who was the Mavatel, then Mutter Kenom Le'el, like we said earlier, and Sof Siman Shin Pei Aleph, at the end of Shin Pei Aleph. And then we go back to the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, V'chol Shekein im Meis Ha'ovek B'chavim B'Shabbos, She'evatel Echa L'chavero V'yeh Ha'yachid Mutter. But saying now that there's a Kal V'chomer to a case where if the non-Jew dies, that it can be a bittel from one of the Jews to the other Jew to allow the Jew who was the recipient of the bittel to carry into the chatzer. Now, what is this talking about? So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan ches v'chol shekein im meis ha'akum b'shavis v'tzon alomar. This means to say she'ervu mi ba'od yom v'lo hayo ha'akum kan. This means to say that there was an eruv before Shabbos. The non-Jew was not around on Shabbos. He went away to another city, but ubaba Shabbos. But the non-Jew came back and therefore asered them umeis bo ba'yom. Before they did a schiris from the non-Jew, when he came back, he dies. For sure, bittel from one to the other will work based on a kal v'chomer. The kaven, the gam heichad, the tzarech schirus u'bitl, is a kal v'chomer. Because even in the case we need a schirus and a bitl, that's mahani, that works out filu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, the chol shekein bitl l'chuda, so kal v'chomer, if all you need is a bitl. Hu adin in lo erev u'klal. And the truth is, this would work even if there was no erev mi'ba'od yom, b'nei ha'akum shu osar lehen. The truth is, this would all work even if there was no erev at all done, because of the non-Jew who asked, and there was no schiros, who makes b'Shabbos, and then the non-Jew dies. One would be able to go ahead and do a bittel to the other, and the one who's recipient of the bittel, he would be mutter to carry into the chatzar. And this is all when they did not go ahead and do a schiros from the non-Jew. But if there was a schiros from the non-Jew from before Shabbos, and there was an eruv, and the non-Jew dies on Shabbos, even if there are yarshim, there's not going to be any effect to the eruv, because even though there's no schiros from the yarish, they came in Jehutah with Chilas Shabbos or the Chol Shabbos. Because in that case, since there was a heter in the beginning of Shabbos with a projection for the heter to go on for the rest of Shabbos, it would be mutted for the whole Shabbos, even if there's a yarish, a new yarish afterwards, and the non-Jew died. So just to summarize, and then add a little bit from the postgame. So the Shulchan Aruch discussed the chatzer, which has two yidin and one guy as occupants. And generally, the halach is that if the Jews wish to transport objects into the chatzer, they have to go ahead and be seicher space from the non-Jew, and then make an eruv between themselves. So what we saw in the siman was that the non-Jew and his entire mishpacha, this is Mishabur and Sifkat and Beis, went away for Shabbos. In such a circumstance, the non-Jew was considered to be a resident of the chatzer for Shabbos and does not aser the Jews from transporting objects in the chatzer. And then the Ramah, as you recall, directs our attention to Siman Shin Ayin Aleph, and the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Gimel explained that there are two opinions that were cited there regarding how far the non-Jew must be from his home for him to not be considered a resident. According to the first opinion, he must be more than a day's journey from his hometown, whereas according to the second opinion, even if he's been a day's journey, as long as he's in a different city, he does not aser, as long as he does not return on Shabbos. If he returns on Shabbos, then regardless, as we saw, that will be mevatel the Erev, and there has to be, as we saw, a subsequent schirus and a bittel rishus, unless, of course, the non-Jew dies, and then all they'll need is a bittel of rishus. So now, what about the following issue? What about when it is common for the non-Jew to be away at the beginning of Shabbos, but he returns on Shabbos? So this is all brought down in the Dirshu, and he brings down that according to the Taz, we had in the Mishnah Brura in Shin Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Hey, he will aser according to all opinions. Go back Ayin Sham. The Sefer Shona Halachos in Sif Beis references the Chazon Ish in Siman Pei Beis Sif Katan Chaf Dalid, and the Shona Halachos, he writes that the implication is that he maintains that even when the non-Jew intends to return on Shabbos, until he actually returns, he does not aser the other Jews. And furthermore, the non-Jew does not aser until his return, only when his original intent was to return after eating his meal in the other town. However, if the non-Jew's intent was to return and eat his meal at home, he will aser even if it turns out that he did not return for the meal. However, Rav Simcha Bunim Waldenberg and Rav Nassim Kopshitz, this is brought down again in the Dirshu, they disagree with the understanding of the Shon Halachos, and they hold that according to the Chazon Ish's conclusion, if the non-Jew intends to return, he asers the Jews, and the halacha will not depend upon the actual return on the non-Jew. Ad Kan.